Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III, and I am so glad to be with you this evening because I have a special guest all the way from Castle Valtuna, Italy, and we are talking a special topic, and I want you to listen. But before we get to that topic, as always, we have to let you know that we are on Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Be Healing Hour, and this is the 989th episode, and you can reach us on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. I'm going to say that one more time. That is blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. The number to call in is 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091, and press #1. Please call in, ask questions, ask as many questions as you want, because you are about to be blown away by a mighty man of God, my special guest. And before I introduce my special guest, because we always do this, we always have what I call the word from God, and I'm going to give two scriptures. The first scripture I'm going to give is Mark 16:15, and it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I'm going to say that one more time. "And he said to them, unto them, Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Oh my God. And then it also goes, we're going to go into, and we go to John 3:16. And I know that everybody thinks they know John 3:16, but it just feels good to say it one more time, because God said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Listen to me. God has challenged us. God has ordained us. God has predestined us to do one thing, that is preach the gospel to the world and let people know that his son Jesus died for us. And that may seem like a big task, but I'm telling you, God has given us the ability to do it in our own unique way. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about reaching the nations. So right now, I bring before you Pastor Michael Nkrumah from Castle Valtuna, Italy. God bless you, Pastor Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great, man of God. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. We're talking, and we're in two different countries. We're in two different time zones. I really thank God and bless God for you, because where you're at is almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and you felt that it would be not robbery to share your time at such a late hour with us, and I'm just thankful for you. Pastor Mike, you mind if I call you Pastor Mike? That's cool? So, I just want to thank God for you, and please just tell us about your ministry, tell us about your location, and just share with us who you are.
Okay. First of all, I want to greet everybody that listening to the voice of the man of God right now. My name is, as I've introduced me, Michael Nkrumah, Pastor Michael Nkrumah, from Ghana, and right now I'm residing in Italy, that is Europe. And that is where my ministry is, in Castel Valtuna in Napoli, Italy. And the name of our ministry is Redemption Power International Ministry, all over the world. The foundation is from Ghana, and we are across the whole world, in Europe and also in Asia. All over the world, we are preaching the gospel and make sure that we win souls to the kingdom of God. So that is what we are doing right now. That is the mandate that God has given to us. We are training leadership and also preaching the gospel. Make sure that every soul that has lost has been regained to the kingdom of God.
Wow. Amen. God bless you, sir. Just for sharing that ministry, coming from Ghana and establishing ministries in Asia and in Europe. And I just want to know, how did you even get to that point? What did God put in your heart to do this type of international ministry?
First of all, when God called you, God gave you a mission.
Right.
According to the Bible, anyone that God have called, called for a purpose and a specific mission that God has given to you as any man of God. So God, when God called me, God gave the mission to travel around the world to preach the gospel. And I did not start only going around. I started in Ghana, going around the villages and around the cities and the towns, making sure that all the lost souls that are around, make sure that they are saved and they have known of Christ Jesus. So that is where the ministry of God started in Ghana. So when I was working in Ghana, then God made a way that we have carried a mission around the world. Then we traveled all the way to Libya. We preached the gospel there and win many souls in Libya and in Burkina Faso, in Ivory Coast. Then along the way, we travel into Italy, that is Europe, also to continue the work of God here.
Wow. What were some of the challenges that you faced in preaching the gospel in Ghana and in Libya, and then even in Italy? What were some of the challenges that you faced with preaching the gospel?
There are great challenges that we have been facing in the ministry of God. Sometimes many people think the easier work on earth is the kingdom of God, but it's not easy as people see it, because there's a lot of challenges in the kingdom of God. And even Jesus Christ have said that the early disciples, they were persecuted. So if we, the followers of today's generation, when we face the challenges, we must not be doubtful in our heart. We have to keep on the faith, because these are the things we're going to face off. And there are great challenges that I'll be facing in the ministry of God, and also help me to build up my faith more in Christ Jesus.
Right.
I would say my greatest challenges I faced in the ministry of God, it was in Libya, because it was an Arabic country and they don't want to hear anything about Christ Jesus, and
wow,
they don't want to hear anything about the kingdom of God. So it was a really, really tough challenges in Libya when the ministry was going on there.
Wow. And like you said, you fought that challenge. It was an area that did not want to hear Jesus Christ. And what is it like being in a country? Not just, a lot of times in America, we face, maybe areas or groups of people that don't want to hear about Jesus, but this is a country who did not want to know about Jesus Christ. How was that experience? I know you said you had to struggle with keeping your faith and holding on and staying strong, but when you finally got through to some people, what was that experience like?
Well, the experience we try to tell them, when you first come close to God, first of all, we have to know and understand that we were in the darkness world before God's grace came upon us to come into the ministry. So when the devil sees that you are out of his covenant and you are following Christ Jesus, that's where the challenges will follow. So
yeah,
there are many challenges that the devil will throw upon your life and try to bring your soul back to the world.
Right.
And what you have been doing before, the devil will try to make it multiply, like suffering in life,
yeah,
that make you confused. So it's a lot of challenges that when you become a born-again Christian, you always pass through. But the Bible has seen that no matter what you pass through, the word of God is there to direct our path and to make sure to build our faith. And
right,
the Bible always talk about faith is about hearing the word of God. So the more we hear the word of God, the more we build our faith. So when you become a born-again Christian, The most thing you have to be focused on is to read the Word of God. Read your Bible and make sure that you take impartation of the Word of God. That's the only thing that you can have your life so easy in the kingdom of God. But without the Bible, you will face more challenges in your life as a Christian.
Wow. I know that you're in Italy right now. How long have you been in Italy?
Oh, I've been here almost 3 years to 4 years now. I'm going to my 4 years in Italy.
Wow. And what is that experience like, preaching and sharing the gospel in Italy?
Italy, it might be quite, sounds like easy, but it's not all that easy, because this is what I'm saying, that because the whole world knows Italy is a Christian nation. But the point is, there's a little bit different when you come into Italy. The youth that's supposed to embrace the gospel, as we all know, the Catholic, the head of the Catholic Church, they are here in Vatican City, in Rome, and all. But when you enter to the streets and you see the youth and some of the adults, they are not more into Christian relation, like the way we, the Africans, trying to worship God with all our heart and with all our strength. So sometimes when you try to preach the gospel to them, the reply they give to you is that, forget about God. That is the truth. It says to you, forget about God. And they always go to the conclusion and say that there is no God. So whatever you are trying to preach to them, they're trying to reject it or not to accept the gospel that you are preaching to them. So it's quite a little bit challenging in Italy right here. And mostly the leaders, the elders, like the old people, sometimes they always have their faith in the Catholic religion, like the Catholic Church, more than any other charismatic church or evangelical church. So when we preach the gospel to them, it takes only by the grace of God for some of them to accept the message that we are bringing to them from the Bible. But a lot of them, they always resist. That is the truth in Italy.
Wow. I know that I watched a lot of your sermons and even your morning worship on live, and it's on Instagram Live, and I get a chance to like really focus in on your messages, and I love the passion and I love the zeal and the heart that comes with your messages. But I also noticed that you can be pretty funny at times, and you know, a little humorous, and even, you know, a little soft hearted, even though it's such a serious and interesting topic. What is your approach on ministry? You know, I know that sometimes we have to, you know, be all things to all men just to reach some. But how do you feel, you know, that your approach is when just telling somebody about Jesus or preaching about Jesus? You know, what is your lane and your approach to it?
Okay, I'm trying to say my calling or the office that I hold in the ministry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. You know, the Bible always say that God has given us many gifts in the ministry, that when God calls you, it's identify your gifts and your calling. And the Bible have also make us understand in the New Testament that we have the fivefold ministry, that is the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teachers. So as a minister, you have to find yourself that this fivefold ministry, you know your calling under one of them, that God have called you to be in that position. So as me, what God has revealed to me to identify as my calling in the office is a calling of teaching. That is where my office is an office of teaching, to teach the people to understand the Word of God and to know the truth at this end time. Because the Bible said everything will pass away, but the Word of God will never pass away. The miracles that we are seeing, the signs of one day, the mansions that people are building and all the blessings, the great, everything is going to pass away one day. But we don't know the day, but the day is always near. But he said the Word of God, that is the Bible, it will never pass away. So it may just give us a signal that as we, the generation today, we have to learn the word of God. We have to have a teacher to teach us to understand the word of God so that we can keep it in our heart. So when any time comes, whether it will be today or tomorrow, it means we have the word of God in our heart, and
Amen.
Also will help us to stand at the end times.
Amen. Amen. You know, we always talk about fivefold ministry, and if I can be completely honest with you, at this point in time, the prophetic calling and the apostolic calling has been glorified and almost idolized in a sense. But there used to be a time where people were scared when the prophets came into their city. They were terrified when the apostles came into their city because they had no idea what was going to be said. And nowadays, we stand in line waiting for the prophet. And we have to understand that the fivefold ministry has preachers, has the pastor, has the teacher, has the apostle, the prophet, and the evangelist. But the teacher has a unique job. The teacher has to make sure that the oracles of God are consistently being learned. You know, there are times where, you know, the prophet has a word for the people, but the teacher is the one that's supposed to consistently keep the word alive. And
that is the truth.
And it's a hard job, because God has given me the ability to teach him and the platform to teach, and it's a hard job to always have to be able to make sure you're lining the word up. It's a line by line, precept by precept, and the Bible even tells us that we can't take away a jot nor a tittle. That the jot or the tittle is the smallest, minute punctuation of the Jewish language, in the Hebrew language, and we can't even remove a jot or a tittle. So that means the teacher always has to be on point all the time. All the time. And when we
is the truth, because the reason why I understand, Minister, what you're trying to say, the reason why many people always acknowledge the prophetic office and the apostolic office and the teaching office and the evangelist office and the pastoral office is that this end time, everybody wants to see what miracle is. But people have forgotten that even when you wake up in the morning, it's a miracle to your life.
Amen.
To have a life, to see yourself that you are alive, is the greatest miracle that ever happened to you as a human being. But people don't recognize that. Why? Because they don't know themselves.
Amen.
When you don't know yourself, you will never value yourself. That is
Amen.
The truth. But when you know yourself, you will value the life that is inside you, make you to move around and goes around. That is the truth. But people always want to see miracles, signs, and wonder, and they value those things than other things. But Jesus said something that make me love me so much. He said, "You always follow me because of signs and wonders." He quoted them that you always follow me to see signs and wonders. But I came here to give you the word of what? Salvation.
Amen.
That is the mission and the purpose Jesus Christ came. He came to give us the redemption power to free us from the darkness world, from the hand of the enemy. That is the main reason he came. So in the end time, he went to go up at Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, going, he gave the last command. It is not about a command of miracle. But he said, let me read so that we can get it clear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all the nations." He repeats, he said, "Teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And from the verse 20, he says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. So this is the last command he gave us. He said we should go and teach the people. So if every Christian, every pastor, every minister, every apostle, anybody that hold position in a Christian kingdom will understand this scripture, you will know that Jesus always focused on the word teaching than any other thing he came for. Because it is the way that when we teach the people, they're going to learn and going to come out from the darkness.
Amen.
That is the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love your passion. I just, you know, when you start talking the word of God, it's almost like I can hear and feel you getting excited. Just
amen, amen, amen.
You know, and that's what God, you know, that's how you know God has changed our lives, because there should be a joy, there should be an excitement every time we start talking about the word of God and declaring what the word of God says for our lives. We should get excited because we should have an expected end. The Bible tells us to have an expected end. We should be able to see the result of our salvation, and we should know the result of our salvation. So, Pastor Mike, I ask everybody on the show this really important question. And we talked about, you know, where you come from and you know, your evangelism efforts. But I want to know your personal testimony. What has God freed you from and gotten you to this point? What is Pastor Mike's testimony?
Oh, first of all, when God called me, I was around the age of 16 when I first got a call from God in my country, Ghana. Ghana is a country that they have their belief mostly in the traditional worship. When I'm saying traditional worship, you know, Africa, they're almost too much into let's say worshiping idols. That is the word I would use, worshiping idols, and that is what we came to saw as we were born in Africa. So when you're born in Africa, even when you have a Christian family, the community that you live in, you will find yourself that they have worshiping idols, maybe the palace of the chief, maybe at the end of the year they will have a sacrifice and festival going on. So there are a lot of things that always goes on, especially in spiritual area in Africa, is very, 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 very powerful at that time. So when I was growing up, the family I found myself on my father's side, they were into that challenges, that spiritual worshiping idols and those challenges. So it was very, very tough in my life. But when God saw what He has for me, when I reached to the age 16, the hand of God touched me, and God called me out of that bondage. And from that time, since that time to today, God has been with me all my life, and He has used me to do His marvelous things in the world. So I call that a great thing that God has done for me in my life, and I will never forget where I was, where God took me from, and where He has brought me today. It is by His grace. It's not by my strength. It's not by my power, but His grace that is poured upon me that makes me to find myself where I am today.
Amen. Amen. You know what? I remember, you know, you said you were called when you were 15. God called me when I was 11.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And actually, at the age of 14 and 15, I had a chance to go to Africa and preach the gospel at a very young age. And I was in Durban and Johannesburg, and you know, that's South Africa. It's a different, you know, different place, a different
South Africa, yeah.
Yeah, and just the chance to see the ministry for myself, to see Africa for myself, and to see people. You know what blessed me about being in Africa is that I saw people walking to church.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean walking.
Yes,
yeah,
that's the truth. That's the truth. That's one thing I want to say about Africans is that the passion that they have for worship is so high. So
yeah.
The point is when they are into into idol worship, they have the passion, they have the zeal to do it with all their heart. So
right.
when they are being called into the kingdom of God, the same passion you see them, it will be more than they will have
right.
the zeal to worship God. So whenever we have crusade in Africa, it's always awesome. It's like the people have the youth, have the compassion, have the zeal, the strength, and the power to praise God. When you see African men and women praising God, you will love it because they
right.
have everything to give from their heart. To worship God. That is the only thing I love about my people. They have
yeah.
the passion for God.
Yeah. I remember seeing, like I said, they were walking miles and singing while going to the house of God. And mind you, the church that we went to isn't this, you know, amazing, glamorous, you know, big building. It's literally three stone walls with the stage front and this open wall where everybody just comes into and just worship. They weren't worried about conveniences, whether it was raining, whether it was, you know, it was too hot. No, they were just ready to worship, ready to serve.
Yeah.
And that from that moment on, that set the tone for me, and it said, I don't care where I'm at, what I'm doing, how I'm feeling, you know,
what's
going on in my life, my worship belongs to Him, my dedication belongs to Him, because if I can see people without the conveniences I have be filled with joy as they begin to worship, why should I get a day off? Why should I slack? Why should I give God half my praise? But I just saw people, you know, filled with joy just to be in the presence of God. And it really gives your appreciation, you know, it gives you an appreciation to want to serve God more when we see people who don't have what we have, who you know, but have just a heart for the Lord. I love when, like I said, I listen to your morning worship and, you know, on Instagram, and I love when, you know, it's like you start talking to people, you know, you say praise God, and you know, you good morning, praise God, and you know, you're greeting everybody, and then within the first 10 seconds, you get lost, and it's like nobody else is there. It's just you and God, and you forget about everything.
Yeah. That's
you forget about everybody else, and it's just you and God talking. And you know, and for some people, they're like, oh, you know, what's going on? And then for people who had a relationship with God, they appreciate it, and they understand that. And they say, man, you know, I know what that feels like to just block everybody else out in the room and just feel like it's just you and him. You know, just that intimacy. What made you start doing those live Instagram messages? What made you start doing them?
I started it when I came first in Italy. That is back in 3 years ago. So anytime I get leisure time at my home, I make sure I go live and share the word and worship with the fellow Christians online so that they can also have involved. You know, some people, they always need a spiritual connection to lift their soul up, to lift their spirit up. So when you worship with them online like this, and when they listen, they always kick up and then they join the fellowship and it waking up their spirit. That is what is most important.
Mm. And I just want to let you guys know, Pastor Mike, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is at Nkrumah4023.
All right, spell Nkrumah so everybody can know what it is, and just spell out your entire Instagram so people can follow you. It is.
Yeah. At Nkrumah. 4023.
All right, in Puma 40, Italy. Listen. I want you guys to follow Pastor Nkrumah and just listen to his messages until he will bless your life. Now, Pastor, here's what I'm going to do. It is 9:30 on the dot. I'm going to invite people to call in. I want to invite people to call in because here's what we're going to do. I believe that people do want to call in and they want to hear from God. That's why they're listening. Remember when we talked before, we talked about the nations that are hearing us, the countries that are hearing us right now. And here's what I believe. I believe that God is doing something right now on this show. We are simply, all we're doing is talking about experiences and talking about the joy of the Lord and talk about, you know, ministering to people. But I want to open up the lines right now. And if there's anybody who is listening who wants an individual prayer, who wants to be prayed for, I'm asking you, all you have to do is press #1 and get on the line. And our sound guy, Pastor Rob, is going to let you in, and we are going to pray for you. Myself and Pastor Mike, we are going to pray for you. And isn't it amazing? We can be in two different countries, in two different time zones, and we can lift up the name of God and pray for somebody else. You know, it's just fascinating.
Yeah, that is what God was talking about, that at the end of the time, the word of God will be closed, that you will not even give an excuse that I did not hear it when Christ comes. So these are the means that God is using to spread the gospel wherever you are, to hear and to draw close to God. So wherever you are and hearing my voice today, the gospel is reaching to your doorstep. Don't regret the word of God. Accept the word of God. No matter what you're passing through, God will change your life. He is the owner of your soul, and he is the creator of the universe. So just take a step and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and everything will be possible in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to give everybody the number. That is 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091. And remember, press #1. And if you are a caller, we are going to pray for you this evening. I want to ask Pastor Mike another question. You talked about your ministry being in Ghana, in Libya, in Italy, Asia. What's the next step? Because, you know, you are a young man. You're only 35 years old, and God is using you across the world. What's the next step for this ministry?
The next step now, we are planning to move to the States to reach over there to preach the gospel, and also to South America, all over there, every soul that is lost. It is our mandate and our duty to preach the gospel to them, to bring them into the kingdom of Christ Jesus. So we are praying that God will help us and open the way so that he will use us to do marvelous things around the world, and his name will be praised forever and ever. So our next step now, my next step is to move to the state, to Canada, or to the continent of America, to spread the gospel over there so that those that are lost, they will also hear the good news from Christ Jesus, and they'll return to the Lord Almighty.
Amen, amen, amen. Like I said, it's just an honor and a privilege to be with you. Okay, so your next mission is to the States. Do you have a specific location or in mind, or, you know, a certain place in mind that you're ready to go to and get started?
In the States?
Yes.
In the state right now, I have no ministry yet to move into with them right now. But we are praying that God will open the way and connect us to great men of God so that they will move there also to continue the gospel over there.
Oh, wow. Real quick, the church experience in Italy, just like the being in service in Italy, I watched your sermons, I know Ghana is a different experience. It's a different experience. What is it like, just the spirit of worship, just the movement in Italy? What is that like? You know, just worshiping, your worship experience, even with other believers inside Italy. What is that like?
Yeah, the worship in Italy as whole as Europe is quite different than the one in Africa. Why? Because Europe here, they always deal with time. So when people are worshiping God, they'll be expecting time to cut in short so that they can go to their various jobs and various duties and various homes. So the length of time that in Africa we spend to worship God to our own satisfaction is quite different in Europe here, because when you start worshiping, people will be watching their time that they want to go home or they want the service to be over. But all the same, we have people that they are ready to give all what they have to worship God.
Right.
Even though when some people try to move around and go home or something, we have people that dedicated that no matter what, it is God that has brought me into this country, and it's God that has given me the job, and it's God that is feeding me. So they always try to have time and worship God, and it's so awesome. When you miss the African worship to the European worship, because some of the Italians also comes around and we worship God together, it's so awesome and it's so lovely.
Awesome. So, also, I need to know where you get your wardrobe, bro. Cause you pretty fly, you know. But let's talk about another time. All right. So, is the difference in in worship, from Africa and Italy, are two different things. But what makes where you are now so special, and what do you love about your experience where you are currently right now?
The experience of my life, right? Is that got a question,
yeah,
right?
Just being in Italy, what do you love about being there, and what are some of the good things about being there and preaching the gospel there?
Oh, Italy, the only thing I love about Italy is there's not too much persecution, like the way you find yourself in other countries, that people try to bully you, people try to stone you, and people try to stop you from preaching the gospel. Italy is quite different. They will not bully you, they will not persecute you, but they will try to reject the word that you are given. That's the only challenges here in Italy. But we can go anywhere to preach the gospel. They will listen to you, but for them to accept it, that is the problem. They will have for them to accept. But for them to attack you, like the way when you find yourself in some Arab country, they'll be stoning you and chasing you around. It's not like that in Italy. It's quite different. Italy, you have the freedom to move around with your Bible and preach the gospel everywhere you want to go to preach the gospel. You are free to go.
Wow. Have you had an experience where you were personally persecuted for carrying your Bible and preaching the gospel in public?
Yeah, I have that experience. Not in Italy, but in Libya, it happened to me. And they collected the Bible and they collected my passport. So they start touching you, and you know, Arab people, when they are in the mood, their reaction is quite different. So it's really bad.
Wow.
But all they say, we give God the glory that God protect us.
Wow.
Their point is, they don't want to hear the name Jesus. That is number one.
Wow.
And two, they don't want you to say Jesus is the Son of God. So if you bring up the Bible and try preaching, you know, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is all based upon Jesus Christ.
Right.
So when you start preaching, you, as a man of God, there will not be a way or a sentence that you'll be saying that it will not have something to say about Jesus Christ. When you pick up a message from Genesis, it must end up with Jesus. When you pick up a message from Ezekiel, it must end up with Jesus. When you pick a message from Revelation, it must end up with Jesus. So all talk about Jesus, and that is what some of the Arabian countries, they don't want to hear. They always want the main point of them is they only know about God, but not Jesus. So that is a little challenges over there for them when you are preaching the gospel.
Wow. And see, if I can be completely honest with you, something that really bothers me is that here in America, we have the freedom to talk about Jesus, to tell people about Jesus, and you are in a country where you were physically persecuted, where you were attacked for just talking about Jesus, but yet and still there are so many people who have the freedom to talk about Jesus, and they don't do this. And it bothers me. It really bothers me. And it's almost a hurtful feeling because here we are with who we're liberated. We have a freedom of speech. And yet God is calling you to serve areas where they don't have that freedom. And you personally don't have that freedom to just go around and saying Jesus. And you'll get attacked for having your Bible in public. You'll get attacked for talking about Jesus in public. And here we are with every right protecting our freedom of speech. And where we should be screaming the loudest, and we're quiet. Mm.
That is true. The reason why I think it's not happening like that in the state is, preaching the gospel, first it takes your availability. People are not willing to give themselves to God to work for God. And number two, people always think that working for God is always being in church. It's not like that. Being a born-again Christian or being a Christian, everywhere you find yourself, even at your job place, your marketplace, your business center, school, your office, everywhere you find yourself, it must be a center to spread the gospel to people and talk about Jesus Christ to your fellow colleague that you find him or her around you. That is what people don't know. They thought that Christianity is only about in the church, but it's about in the church and also outside the church. So wherever you find yourself, you have to have that courage that I have the ability that I have to preach the gospel, tell one or two people about Jesus Christ. That is the motive that people have to know. So they have to have that courage at this moment and try to spread out the gospel. I think if they have that and the freedom that the government has given us, as you said, the freedom of speech in the state, and if the people know that, okay, it's not only the pastors alone have to spread the gospel. I, as a church member, whatever I find myself, I have to spread the gospel. So if they understand this, they will be starting preaching the gospel all over the world, wherever they find themselves.
Wow. All right. So, you know, we talked about, one thing that you said, one thing that stood out is that being a Christian isn't just about being inside of the church, it's outside of the church. And what I truly believe is that, real Christianity, it starts outside of the walls. What is your life like outside of the temple? Is your light shining after you leave service? And it's just the most important part. But see, I think people are scared to tell people about Christ because they think it's harder than what it is.
Yes, that's the truth.
The simplest conversations. I've had conversations about Jesus, and we were just talking about food. And you know, it was, you know, how are you? God bless you. How are you doing today? And then, you know, next thing we talk about something, they say, hey, you know, I fellowship at this place. You know what? If you're not doing anything this weekend, why don't you come join me? And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? I mean, it's easy. It's easy because it is our normal conversation. And we have to be comfortable enough within ourselves just to, this is helping, you know, the Bible says one man plants, another man waters, but God gets the increase. And there may be a time where you may be a planter and you may be a waterer. You know, but God is still going to get the glory. And it could be something as simple as something that I believe that we as Christians, we call ourselves Christians, we gotta learn how to smile more and just show the joy of the Lord more. You know, it's weird to see a Christian with their head always down. If you say you got the joy of the Lord, if you got, you know, the presence of God in your life, you should be able to show that thing. If people see us happy, if people see us joyful, and if people see us excited about God, they're going to get excited too. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And go ahead.
And I think the most thing that we have to teach the people of God to know is that the people that is in the world, they always look upon our character, whether we call ourselves Christians. Because you cannot call yourself a Christian and you go out there, the character you portray, it does not sound like the good news character. It will make the person to say, ooh, you are a Christian, but look at why you're behaving in the public. Maybe the way you talk to somebody is not in a polite way, or you're so mean to somebody. So these are the little things that we have to teach people to know that as a Christian, your character is very, very important outside there. Because the Bible said, by their fruit, we shall know them. So which kind of fruit you are bearing outside there to the people?
Amen.
Your character can make somebody to change and to draw close to Christ Jesus. And the same character can make somebody to say, I will never worship God, because you call yourself a Christian, a worshiper of God, a follower of Christ Jesus, and maybe you portray a bad character to somebody. Maybe you fight with somebody, you catch person out, you do many things. So there are certain characters we Christians have to know that we are not entitled to portray or to find ourselves in it. That's what Bible makes it clear in New Testament, that when somebody becomes a born again, it's a new creation and the old things are passed away. So you put on a new character, a character of Christ Jesus, and Philippians makes it clear that let the mind that which is in Christ Jesus be also in you. So when you become a follower of Christ Jesus, whatever Jesus Christ did is what you have to follow his footsteps. That is what we have to understand, because we don't own ourselves again. We are Christ's own. Christ owns us. He has bought us by his grace, and the blood has bought us with heavy price. So we own by Christ Jesus. So we don't own ourselves. We have to do things what Christ teaches us to do. That is what as Christians we have to know. If every Christian that is listening to my voice today on this radio station, we know that our character alone can bring souls into the kingdom of Christ. Today we'll start changing our character and live a good character in our neighborhood so that people will know our good deeds and come closer to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor Mike, this is, we are at 9:48, and this is the most important part of the show. This is the part of the show where we offer people who are listening Jesus Christ and offer them the opportunity to be saved. So we know that offer that just simply to accept salvation is a very simple thing. All we have to do is acknowledge that we are sinners, accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord of our lives, and then we have to acknowledge not only his death, but his resurrection. If we acknowledge that, hey, I sinned and I came short of your glory, but God, I want to make you Lord of my life, And I know that you died for my sins and that you rose for my sins. You know, and that's what the declaration of salvation is. And
yes,
I know that somebody is listening right now. And somebody is listening and they're saying, well, I want to be saved. Well, we're telling you the basic steps. It is acknowledging that you are a sinner, but also acknowledging that you want Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life. And when you let him be Lord of your life, then you say, God, I know that you died for my sins, but also you rose for my sins, and you're coming back for me. Now, here's what we're going to do, Pastor Mike. I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray with me as I begin to pray. And we're going to pray. I'm going to pray that some lost soul has received the salvation of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Everything that we have said, it means nothing if we don't lead somebody to Christ. Everything that we do, it don't matter how many times we get up and preach, what platform we're on, what country, what city we're at, if we're not giving the salvation of Jesus Christ to some lost soul, we are speaking in vain. So
that
right
is
now,
true. That is true.
We are going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for bringing us together. I thank you for the fellowship with this God, with this brother.
Yeah,
God, I ask you that as someone is listening right now, God, I ask that you begin to talk to their spirit, begin to open up their heart, begin to minister.
In the name of Jesus, I do pray right now. Every soul that I've lost, wherever they find themselves, I pray that let your spirit go and arrest them right now and draw them close into your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we are hearing our voice right now, Father, let your angels go and touch their hearts. Let your spirit go and minister to them right now and change their heart to God. Whatever they find themselves, Father, we pray that you, God, will touch their hearts right now and change their mind to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you can draw people to yourself, Father, as we are preaching and evangelizing upon this media. Father, use this opportunity to touch your people and draw them close unto yourself right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You told Jonah to go and preach the gospel to the people of Nineveh, and the rest is in your hand. After Jonah preached the gospel, Father, you turn the people's heart unto yourself, and the people turn themselves unto you. As we are preaching the gospel right now, Father, touch their heart. Every hidden heart of God, amend it in the name of Jesus. Every broken heart, Father, amend it in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn heart of God, amend it in the name of Jesus. As we pray right now, God, stretch for your hand from heaven and above, and touch every soul, touch every heart, touch every person that I've lost, oh God. Draw them close unto yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. This is what we ask for. This is our task that you are giving to us, that we should draw people close into the kingdom. Father, we pray right now, wherever anybody finds himself, oh God, as we are praying, draw them close into your sanctuary in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe in you, Jesus Christ, that you that have sent us, take all the glory unto yourself, that every living soul that is hearing our voice right now, that will not be saved, Father, let the salvation reach upon that person right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike, right now we are bringing in Pastor Toy, and she's going to give us our announcements. And right after our announcements, we are going to close. So stay tight, all right? Pastor Toy, are you with us?
Praise the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God for the word of God, for the encouragement in God that has gone forth. We would like to inform you out there listening that if you are one who has given your life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting tomorrow at 8 p.m. with Minister Bernard Morrow, and by faith we good. Again, at 8 p.m. with Minister Bernard Morrow, and by faith we're good. Right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on Instagram. I'm sorry, as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, to pray for you. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. Pastor Mike, I bless God for you. I thank God for the work that you are doing. I pray that as you stand on the wall for God, that he will bless every place your foot trod, that you will conquer it for the kingdom, that everything your hands touch will be doubly blessed and anointed for the kingdom of God. And that door in America, I know that God has already opened it for you. We just thank God for you.
Amen.
Minister Reverend Art, you have a caller on the line, and the ministry is back in your hands.
All right. God bless you, caller. Are you with us?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, caller. Jump right on in and let us know if you're here. And once again, I'm telling you, Pastor Mike, thank you. Thank you so much for just being with me. And just, you know, like I said, it's a sacrifice because right now where you're at, it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. And I know you fired up because you got ready to, you was, you know, ready to preach it when you were praying. And I said, oh, man, he's feeling good right now.
Amen.
Call her if you're on the line. Just come on in and talk to us. Praise God, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Hi, Brother Art.
Hi, how are you, dear?
Oh, finding you. Hi, how are you too, Pastor Mike? I tell you, I really was so enthralled about all of what you all have spoken in the name of God, and I appreciate everything that you all said that was so encouraging. I tell you, much as I'd like to have prayer for myself, and I could use it for just so many things, I have to admit, I just hope tomorrow with that G7 summit that they're talking about having here, I don't know who created it, but I think this is in a timely manner that you all came on and just wanted to pray for everything and everybody, especially all is good. And I thank you, Pastor Mike, for telling people about being responsible for their behavior as a Christian. That don't mean we have to walk like we have to be controlled, but walk like we want to enjoy all that is good out there and still be good people. But I just wanted to say about that summit, they were going to discuss so many things, and I hope they keep the subject of climate control a serious subject, because they don't know. They said that if the way things are going, that a lot of this stuff out here is going to be irreversible when it comes to the way the environment is being affected by manufacturing and fires being laid by the Brazilian president and all types of subjects. So if we can keep that in mind, that we can keep that as a special topic. We have a lot of things going on out here that need prayer, but that's something that affects the whole world, and it may not even allow us to exist if we don't take that seriously. So please keep in mind that we always need prayer to protect the planet that God has granted us, so we can continue with life as we've known it and hope to make it even better for future generations to keep under the watchful eye of God. Thank you, and it was nice talking to you. My name is Antonia Batts, and I do the Real Vision Show every third Sunday at 9.
Amen. God bless you. We thank you, Pastor Bass, and I just let me just say this to you. you know, God called Adam. He said, Adam, I called you to replenish the earth, to take care of the earth, to, you know, name the animals, to take care of everything that is in it. And it is our job, it's our responsibility to take care of what God has given us. You know, there was men that God gave each talents to. And if we decide to bury our talent or not take care of our talent, God will take it away. So yes, let's be mindful of what God has given us. We're definitely going to pray with that before we leave. Pastor Mike, before we leave, please share your ministry real quick, the name of your ministry. We are going to archives just for a second. God bless you. But we just want to share your ministry real quick. The name of your church and where to reach you.
Okay. The name of my church is Redemption Power International Ministry, Napoli, Casavatuno, Italy. Wherever you are, if you are in Italy and you want to worship with us, you can call on the number 351-2870-358. I can give you that direction. You can come and worship with us, and God will bless you. And I want to give a shout-out to a great, that's my father, in the Lord, Apostle Prosper Yahweh Abeko, the founder, man of the ministry, and also my beloved wife listening to me right now in the United States, near Hannes and Kroma. May God bless you, wherever you are listening to the word of God. And everybody that listening to my voice today, may God richly bless you and increase you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And also, you can reach me, Arthur Burgess, through Facebook, Arthur_Burgess_, the Roman numeral 3 on Instagram. Just send in your prayers, inbox your prayers, DM your prayers. I would love to pray with you. I just want to share with you that every other Monday, we do Bible study, and we are going to make that Bible study open for PKN on Mondays. So God bless you for the information for the Bible study. And we want to definitely thank God for PKN for having this show, for blessing us. Pastor Tori, we thank you, you know, just for your ministry, for your insight, for the vision that God has given to you. And we're going to close out in prayer. Pastor Mike, I'm going to pray. And I thank God for your prayer and interceding for lost souls, because it's definitely a time for our people to wake up. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you are doing right here. I thank you for how you are bringing us together, how you are challenging us with spreading the gospel. But, God, I thank you because you told us that you have given us gifts. You have given us unique abilities to spread the gospel. Some may preach it. Some may teach it. Some may do it in movies. But people all have a different way of making sure that we reach you in the gospel. So, God, as we as a body begin to go out and do what we are called to do, and that is preach the gospel, that is preach the good news, God, you give us strength, you give us mercy, you give us faith, you give us your glory, and God, you give us your strength as we go out and we begin to minister to your people. God bless Pastor Mike and his family in a special way. Yes, bless him, bless his wife, God. You begin to strengthen both of them, God. God, because you've given them unique ministries. You've given them intercessory abilities. God, you've given them the ability to teach. You've given them a heart for the people. You've given them the ability to love like you love, God. So, God, you begin to rain down on them, pour down on them, touch their finances, God, in a special way, God. Touch their family life, and especially, God. God, you make that connection bigger than it has ever been, God. God, you allow their minds to be in sync, God. But, God, you feed the ministry. You feed the ministry, God. God, you begin to open doors that he could not even imagine, God. He said he wanted to be in the States, God, to preach the gospel, God. So you opened the door bigger and wider than he has ever seen in his life, God. God, and you make a way for him to reach the nations and then still support the ministry, God. God, we bless his family, God. Begin to bless his family that you called him so that his family can be saved. Because you said if you keep my word, if you keep my commandments, I'll bring it down to the fourth generation, God. So, God, you begin to bless his family, and not only he be blessed, but his seed be blessed. God, we thank you, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, thank you again, man. I love you and just everything that you're doing. God bless you. You have a great night and get some sleep, all right?
God bless you, too. I'm so appreciated for letting me join on this platform to help to spread the gospel to the lost one in the world. This is what God is looking for us regeneration to do, to come together as one family, to form the body of Christ, to preach the gospel out there, so that those that they have not heard about Jesus Christ, they will have the opportunity to hear it and grow closer to God. So God bless you so much and your teams and the ministry, and God bless your family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have a good night. Purpose change soon. Bye.
Amen.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.